Hey guys, what's up? I'm a Giriraj Asar, your host and your dost, and you are listening now the Giriraj Asar podcast. It's all about personal branding and digital marketing, and where I share my 100% practical knowledge and my personal branding journey, and also sharing some interviews of some digital influencers.
Thank you so much, Melvin, for joining with me on my podcast. And honestly, accepting my invite, Jason, as a come as a guest. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Giriraj Asar podcast.
My pleasure, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for your podcast. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
So honestly, I just looking your old profile and everything. You are now a creative director into Sipte. An NFT artist. So what's the story behind shifted a creative artist into an NFT artist?
So basically, I'm coming from a fine arts background. Back in India, I studied Bachelor of Fine Arts, especially in applied art. And I used to draw. I love to draw illustrations and especially digital drawings. So back in the days, it was kind of like a passion. I won't say it like a hobby. Instead, I would say like it was a passion. And I was finding a way to get a space to explore my passion like a profession as well. And then I moved completely into IT, and then I focused more into like product design and other stuff as a profession wise. And I was a designer first, then I become like a team leader and lead designer. And as you know, like the years passed by, then I became like a creative director role. But I was still looking for a space. Then I figured out like NFT is the best place where I can explore my talent in drawing and where I can find the value as well. That's how I become an NFT artist.
That's great. And also, honestly, now NFT is going like very, honestly, cool, and also be like a very good way to monetize the art, because the traditional way is like, oh, you are design a painting and selling your art. So this is also traditional way is also be good, but this is also new era for digital artists to sell their art. So let's start from the NFT too. So we can basically tell out what NFT is and how it is work. What the history of how we start NFT?
So NFT means it's like non-fungible token, which are like digital assets that can be created, sold, or bought through online marketplaces, and they are built on a public blockchain platform. You know, so artists use NFT as an ownership contract that is linked to their publicly hosted digital contents like video, image, music, and transfer the NFT to the buyer as like a certificate of ownership, you know. This certificate of ownership is not like a copyright, you know. It's not the same like copyright, but more like an autographed content from the creators. So the creators are guaranteed to get royalties from the secondary market or any other sales thereafter with the help of blockchain technology. So that is the whole thing about this NFT, you know, like, so basically what an artist is doing is like he's uploading his work into a marketplace kind of place, and then a token is generated and the collector is collecting on that token, you know, like, so that is a whole difference by uploading our work into like a Behance, Instagram or other places, and uploading, and that is a blockchain into a blockchain platform, you know. Yeah.
And also honestly, how NFT is the bulk, like the whole process of the NFT, like behind the scenes of the creator and uploading?
So as I said earlier, like there are different kind of marketplaces available. So what I will do is like I'll go with one example, and so for different marketplaces the process is entirely different, but for easy understanding I'm just going with one marketplace and one wallet. Okay, so basically marketplaces are like Foundation, OpenSea, Vazirex, Rarible, and a lot of other things are there. So I'm just going to talk about Foundation. Okay, so Foundation is like a marketplace where you can upload your work. See, like the same way how you upload your design work or artwork into like Behance or Dribbble, right? Likewise, you can upload your image or a video to this marketplace. And while you are uploading that artwork, you need to connect with a wallet, you know? So wallet is like a, so for example, I'm going with one example that is MetaMask, okay? So MetaMask is actually like a extension of Chrome, you know, the browser Chrome, you will get an extension like MetaMask and you can connect, you can create an account in MetaMask. And then what you need is like, for example, when you upload your work, you need to pay some amount that is called gas charge, you know, for that, you need to pay in crypto. So in Foundation, the blockchain is based on Ethereum crypto, you know. So what you need to do is like you need to have like a exchange where you need to see, all my terminologies might confuse you, so don't worry. Like I will just tell one use case, and you can go to nftmalayali.com and you can see one blog there which tells everything about all this NFT, okay? But I'm just telling an example. So you convert your Indian rupee or US dollar or whatever into like a crypto. For example, in Foundation, the crypto is Ethereum. So you buy like a small amount of Ethereum. For example, you might need to invest initially like in Indian rupees, at least like 20,000 rupees. It's based on the gas charge, okay? Gas charge will vary from small price to big price based on the different transactions that happen in blockchain, okay? So just assume like you invest like 20,000 and convert that in 20,000 rupees into like cryptocurrency, that is like Ethereum. And that you can see, for example, in India, you can buy from Binance or somewhere, you know, and then transfer that Ethereum to your wallet. Wallet is what I call like MetaMask, that Chrome extension, okay? And you transfer that cryptocurrency to MetaMask, and when you log in with your MetaMask into the marketplace that is Foundation, automatically that cryptocurrency will reflect in your account in Foundation as well. Got it? So this is the simplest way that I can say right now. It's it might sound a little complicated, but it's not that complicated. Once you put some time into it, once you research properly, you can understand how each marketplaces behave. So in Foundation, you might need an invitation to upload your work. Like how you are a designer, right? Are you a designer?
Yeah, I love design. Like I'm not into marketing, you know, but I love design. So that was sometime I designed into my podcast banner and also some social media post.
Okay. So as a designer, you might know about Dribbble, right? In Dribbble, earlier, you need to get some invitation from others, right? Some friends need to give some invitation to upload your work. Likewise, in Foundation also, invitations are needed. So if your friend has an invitation, he will send an invitation to you, then you can upload your work. Okay. So you can upload your work in two ways. Like one is like an image or one is like a video. And as I said, invitation, only Foundation needs invitation, you know, like, but OpenSea doesn't need invitation. By C-Rex, you need to apply and the team needs to approve your work. So each marketplaces, they have different rules and process and everything. So I'm just talking about Foundation right now. And so once you get the invitation, imagine like you have like a digital drawing as a video or like a static image, you upload it there. So uploading that process is called minting. So you might have heard about this word minting, you know. Minting is like just uploading your work, you know. So in order to upload your work, you need a small amount of cryptocurrency associated with it. So that is called gas charge, okay? So you have your work on your hand, you uploaded the work and you pay some amount, then that minting is finished. Then the next process is called listing. Listing means you need to put your value to your work, say like 0.1 ETH or 0.2 ETH. Based on the complexity and the quality of the work, you need to list the price, you know? So for that also, you need a little bit of cryptocurrency money there. That is called the gas charge. Then you list it. So in Foundation, when you list your work, it's open for anyone to collect the artwork. You mean the collectors are like people who buy your artwork, you know? So the moment you mint it, it is it will ask to sign in the MetaMask and all these things will happen. And then it is registered in the blockchain. Okay, so whatever you are uploading, you should be very careful. You can't edit it later. Once you upload to the blockchain, it's very difficult to, it's not possible to edit it. So the description, title, and the work that you're uploading should be finalized before. So you need to do a lot of recheck and you need to do the grammar check and everything, make sure like everything is in place, you know, and then edit it. And by any chance, if you make some mistake, the only option is burning it. Burning it means like deleting it. So that terminology is called deleting it, you know. For that also you need to pay some money, okay? So whatever actions that you're doing in blockchain, you need to pay small amount, okay? So once you list the artwork, then it becomes like an NFT artwork, you know. So the piece of artwork that you have, like a video or an image, when you do all these things, then it becomes like an NFT artwork. You are not doing any coding or anything on top of it. You're just uploading it, you know. Automatically, it will become like an NFT artwork. Okay, what happens when you list your artwork? Say, for example, you upload your artwork and put it like 0.20 ETH, and it is then shown in all marketplaces, like how you see in Behance and Dribbble, right? Your work will be visible there, like a thumbnail, you know. Then, for example, Giri is coming and you imagine you are like a collector and you want to collect some good artwork from, for example, imagine like I'm an artist and you're a collector and Giri is coming and looking for some digital art and you saw my work and you saw, you are checking my, initially you like the work, you know, and then you'll be going detail about the work, you will be reading the description, then you'll be going to the, so basically you'll be checking the artist profile. That is very important. So you'll be checking my experience so far. So you'll be checking my Instagram, my Twitter, because you're paying your money, right? So you will be doing all sort of research. And then you notice like, okay, I'm in this field for like this many years and I'm doing a lot of digital art. And whether I'm an established artist or a non-established artist. So you will do all sort of research. Each collector have different mindset, you know? So some people might like the work, they might not research much on the artist, but some serious collectors, what they will do is like, they will research a lot about the artist, like whether he is passionate about what he's doing and whether he is aware about the NFT space and whether he'll be standing here or he's just trying it out, you know, like, see, if the collector doesn't feel like a serious person, it's a loss for him. Like, for example, if Giri is collecting my work, at some point, if you want to sell it, if you want to resell that artwork, right, you need to make profit, right? So some collectors doesn't want to flip it, you know? So reselling is called flipping, you know? Like, so some collectors might not do it, but some collectors might flip it later based on the growth of the artist, you know, and make some profit out of it, okay? So how the collectors are making profit, for example, Giri, as a collector coming to my profile and you saw my first work in 0.20 ETH and that then you find the potential like this guy can be go big later and he might sell it for like 1 ETH or 2 ETH, then what you will do is like you will put it like below the floor price after 6 months or 7 months, you know, like you buy it for like 0.20 ETH and you might put it for like 1 ETH, and when I become like a 2 ETH floor price, you can sell it, you know, so because people might be looking for lower priced work, right? So at that time you can make a profit. So you need to have like a long-term goal. That's what I would say to all artists, like you need to get into like a higher floor price at some point. For that you need to upload amazing work, you need to improve your quality, you need to connect with the community, you need to understand a lot about NFT, blockchain, cryptocurrency and everything, you know. So a lot of research and study and the connecting with the community and learning together, everything is needed. So see, for example, Giri comes and saw my work and you like the work, you're planning to collect it, okay? Then you click on the button bid, okay? Then it's actually like you're planning to buy my work, okay? So the moment you put like a place a bid, what happens is like 24-hour auction will start. Okay, so any other people can also outbid you, you know, like, for example, then it will, then the auction started. And if other person is coming and he likes the work, he will put a higher amount than you, you know, then he will put the bid. So whoever is bidding higher within 24 hours will get that work. Okay. Then see, for example, imagine like Giri got the work. You won the auction, and then it's an option for the collector or the artist to settle the auction. You know, settle the auction means like moving the work from to the collector's, that token ID to collector's thing, you know. So for that also, some small amount is needed. I mean, again, the gas charge. Yeah. So you can settle the auction or the artist can settle the auction. Then the beautiful part is like the work will still be in my, see, for example, if you are a collector and if I am an artist, if you collect my work, you will get the token of that artwork, but the artwork will be still shown in my profile. So even if you want to sell the work, it will be shown in your profile as well as in my profile too. So the work is going to be in artist profile for a long, how many times you sell the work, it will be still shown in your work, in your profile. And when you plan to resell this work, and then you need to put it in, then when you put that for resell, then it is called secondary market, you know. So yeah, in foundation, you have that option. So the collector put it for secondary sale. And if someone buy it for like higher price, the other benefit is like the artist will get 10% royalty. So, and if the other collector who bought from you, he sell it for a higher price, then again, the artist is getting 10%. So that will continue, you know, like, so these are the benefits for the artist after selling the work as well. So this is the whole thing about NFT. And this varies based on different marketplaces. Don't take it like this is the final thing. Like for foundation, this is the process. For OpenSea, it's a different process. For other things, it's a different process. So what I would recommend is like, you can go to nftmalayali.com and there is a blog there. Like what is NFT kind of blog is there. You can go there and you can learn a lot about all type of blockchains, marketplaces, and all these terminologies and everything.
And also I put link in the bio as well, as if you are watching in the YouTube, so link in the bio. If you are listening the podcast, so I will put out the own description link. And also like all the like process of the NFT, all the NFT in the initial time, any creator or artist want to start their own NFT and sell their own NFT. So how many amount is initial time needs? Is the amount for different platform? We have some basic like of amount. Do you want to be often keep this type? These amount will be minimum for start any NFT project, like on any platform. Obviously, it's a different for the different platform, like OpenSea is that different, the foundation is that different, BajiRex, NFT is that different. But if we count on the a basic amount, so how many amount in the initial time can we start the selling NFT?
See, for BajiRex, it's very it's like very affordable. It's a bit like very small amount, you know. And there is another platform called Calamint where the blockchain is in Tezos, you know. So there also, you don't need to pay that much gas price. And some Polygon-related blockchains are coming. So Ethereum is the cost, is a bit costly. But then most of the collectors are in Ethereum as well. So that is the advantage and disadvantage. Like, so if you want to put your work in Ethereum blockchain, you might need to pay more, you know. But if you want to put in another other blockchains, you don't need to worry about the gas charge. It might be very less. So see, all these things will get evolved. Like whatever I say right now might not be the case after 2 or 3 months, you know, like some blockchains might go up, some blockchains might go down, and all these things will happen. So you, as an artist, you need to take a call. Like So for any business, you have to put a small amount of investment, right? So how far you put the investment, it's based on your confidence and your research, you know, like So that's why I tell every artist, like, it's not about the quality of the work. It's all about the researching part and the learning part. Like, for example, if you learn a lot about Ethereum and if you know the platform very well and if you know how to put the artwork and everything, you know, then it's a good idea to put a larger investment in an Ethereum blockchain or whatever other blockchains as well, right? And if you think like you can put your work in some other blockchains like Wasirex or Calamint, or and you feel like you can sell your artwork, then it's a good idea to put like a smaller investment and put your work in other platforms as well. So it's completely based on artist. So even I put my artwork in Wasirex and I put my artwork in Foundation as well, you know, like, and I was able to sell both artworks in both platforms. But in it might take some time in one blockchain, it might not take that much time in other blockchain, but you have to give it a try and check it out. So it's, see, the gas charge, what I'm talking about, the initial investment money, it varies all the time. For example, in Ethereum, sometimes you can mint an artwork. I mean, you can put your artwork for like $20 to $30 or $50, you know. Sometimes it will go like $400 or $600 as well. That is a variation, that is a change, that range is something like that. So there is different websites where you can see the gas charge prices and you can check daily and you can put your work when the gas charge is down, you know. So for example, if your work is phenomenal and it's something related to the current time or that theme or whatever, right? So then it's a good idea to invest on higher gas charge and put your work, you know, or else you don't need to take that risk. So that's it. So gas charge, I can give a clear idea, but at least you might need to spend like 10,000. If you are in India, it's like more than 10,000 rupees or 20,000 rupees if you are planning to put it in Ethereum platform. And other spaces, it might be like 1,000 rupees or 2,000 rupees. Yeah, it's based on the blockchain, it will vary.
Yeah, exactly. And also, obviously, it's all like a gas charge. It depends on like Ethereum, based on the cryptocurrency, what their market is, like Ethereum. And also, I think like Bitcoin is like, obviously, its price are very high. So it will be costly for the purchasing some platform like that.
Yeah.
And get paid every single submit and every single art we get some money or platform and like this.
Yes. So in OpenSea, there is one option called like collections, you know, collections or collectibles, like where you can put like bulk of work and it's like one time gas charge. Like, so when you create that collection, collectible, right? Like, and then you just need to pay for one-time gas charge. Then you can upload many works, and based on each sale happens, you will get the money as well. But if you are putting like a one-on-one artwork, see, for example, in Foundation, if you are putting like one artwork, for each and every artwork, you need to pay the gas charge. So because you are putting that as a separate work, so that is the case. And in that's how it works.
How to decide the price of putting any art in the any platform?
Yeah, it's completely based on the artist. I can't give a clear idea about it. For example, when I put my first digital illustration, I look at the market, how my kind of work is priced, you know. That is the first thing that you do, right? And then I calculated my price value. So see, inside in NFT or outside NFT, the first thing that an artist needs to learn is like how to evaluate their work, you know. I mean, at least understand like how much, see, for example, when you're drawing a picture or if you're designing a website or designing a logo, you have to know that. Like, for that, you have to research and you have to understand the market. That is why I'm telling like each and every artist or a designer needs to research a lot. So in my case, when I put my first work, I put it for like 0.50 ETH. I know it was a bit costly, but why I put it? Because like I used to draw from childhood and I loved drawing portraits. And that is the one thing that I love to draw. And the type of illustration that I do, it's like more into like a sketching kind of illustration, which I think it is not that easy for everyone to do. And I feel like I'm a little better in that, you know, like, and I value myself as well. And I counted my years of experience in this field. Like, I have like 15 years of experience, and I have worked for many people, many brands, and I check the value of my work when compared to whatever I see in the NFT space. I thought like 0.50 is the matching price for the quality of artwork that I see in NFT for higher prices, you know. So that is the reason why I went with not with high, very high price, but with the minimum price or the the price that I really want to put for my work, you know. And I thought like the collector should also have like some room for making profit, you know. So you don't need to put like one ETH or two ETH. Instead, I put like, since I'm starting this journey, I put it like 0.50 ETH, and I was about to solve it. And then I put the other work also like 0.50 ETH. And then slowly I increase my floor price, you know, based on the experience in NFT space, as well as how many works that I sell in NFT space. So you don't need to go too high or you don't need to go too low. You need to understand the value, and for each artist, for each artwork, it varies. Like, for example, if you are putting a lot of effort in your work, for example, in my work, I show the complete process of the work that I do. For that, I need to record it. I need to do the artwork in a proper way. I need to be very focused. I need to dedicate a lot of time. And I work with a musician to create the music for that artwork. I spend a lot of time with the musician as well, you know, like to get the exact music and to combine everything together into like a video, and it should be within 20 seconds, you know, like you need to show the complete process, you need to add the relevant music, and then you need to put it like in 20 seconds. Means it's like a difficult task. So I consider the value of time and the effort also, then I price the work. And the complexity of the work also matters.
Yeah, exactly. I think work and your quality and how many time you are communicate with the designer, how better you communication with people, and I think the thing really matter. And also, honestly, like sometimes like you are also we put your work in the NFT, but like behind the NFT, like honestly, is it really like in this NFTs, branding is really matter. How you are build your personal brand on social media and other point of view. Is it matter for selling any NFT and like that?
So that's a very good question, Giri. Like what I would say is like branding means like you need to show who you are in a better way. That is for me like branding. Like, for example, when Giri think about me, like when you hear my name or when you think about my name, some picture should come to your mind. That is called branding, you know. Yeah. So how to create that? For creating that, you had to be like very genuine, very straightforward. You should be very true, and just tell who you are. That's in simple words. Like, for example, if someone comes to see, for example, if a collector is coming to your profile and if he wants to know more about you without spending too much time, see, for example, in foundation, you can only put like 3 or 4 sentences about you, right? So in that 4 sentences, how you can describe yourself? And when the collector sees your profile and when he went to your Instagram page or when he went to your Twitter page, so wherever he goes, like when he tried to study about you, they should get enough information in a better way, and they need to identify you easily. So that is one of the reason why I keep the profile picture same everywhere, you know. Like, see, for example, if they're searching for, and I keep the username also very simple, my name itself, like Melvin Thambi, and when they search in Twitter or in LinkedIn or in Instagram or in Facebook, everywhere it's same, you know. And the moment they see the picture, they can figure it out like it's me. Imagine like if you are having like different type of images, and so you might not be putting your Twitter link somewhere, you know, like, but the collector might be searching for you in Twitter, and you might have like a different image there, like you might have like a funny image or whatever, right? So the collector might not find you, you know. So make it very accessible for people to figure out. So that is the simple words I call like a branding. And yeah, so you need to write your profile accordingly. You need to keep your profile images accordingly. Some people, when they buy some collectible, they put the image, PFP image, as their profile image. But I'm not a big fan of it. Like I used to put like real image, whether it's good or bad. That's how people need to see me. Then they should feel like it's like a credible person, you know, like I don't want to hide anything from anyone because I'm here to sell one of my product to people. So I need to be like visible to people. That's what I always feel. Because someone else is putting their hard-earned money, right? So we need to pay respect for them, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, also someone is like purchasing your art for a digital art. It's like somebody put out their money. So obviously, it's the matter keys know about you and who's the behind this, like behind this brand, who's the guy, what their personal life. Everything. So obviously, personal brand is the crux of matter in the NFT market. I think there's the reasons for Gary, like this type of guy, really start on the any project on NFT. They are going like a boom. Like Gary, be friends, like, and also other more projects Gary start. So they are like a boom. So that's the reason I think the brand is the much matter in the and NFT and the NFT creator artist.
And also, see, when I say when I say branding, it doesn't mean like you need to have like a hell lot of followers, you know. Instead, you need to be like a very genuine person. Like when I joined NFT space, I only had like 1,800 followers in Instagram, and in Twitter it was only like 400 followers. But I was able to sell my artwork, and I connected with my collector, and I asked like, why you collected my work? He told like, he can easily see me like, I'm completely into like design and art. I don't speak anything else other than design and art. Whether it's like a small space with 1,000 followers or 500 followers, that is fine, man. Like, don't worry about the number of followers. Instead, show what you are in a better way and show your passion to the world. And the collectors can figure it out. Like, for example, when whenever I sell my artwork, I put a percentage, I mean, the majority of the percentage I put for collecting other artist artwork as well. So that is what I look in artist profile, like whether they are passionate. Like I collected some artist artwork and they are very new to NFT, very new to art world itself, you know. But when I talk to them or when I see their profile, I can easily understand their passion and their commitment towards what they're doing. And I can see the potential. They might not have like that much experience. Their age might be under 20 years or 23 years, you know, like, but I see a lot of potential. And in NFT space, I would say like this space is for the people who is having like a lot of potential and who trust the system and who follows the technology, you know? So that matters. That is what I'm talking about, the branding of one artist. So he just need to be genuine. He just need to showcase his passion and that's it. So maybe you can have like 100K followers or maybe you can have like 10 followers. It doesn't matter, man. Like if your work is exceptional, if you're true to your work, that's it. Don't worry about the follower list.
Like I see lots of people like design some like character, design some like famous personality picture. So is it any legal author? It is suppose I submitted your picture, your design picture as a art. You are doing some illegal activity, legal action against me. Okay, how you can design and sell my picture without my permission?
Yeah, see, for example, if you're photo bashing or if you're just putting my photo as it is and then you are putting my name and everything, right? So there might be some people might, so for example, if you're using some logos, for example, if you're putting a Coca-Cola logo or some big brands and everything in the artwork without their permission, and they have like their own copyright things, like, for example, you can't simply copy one Marvel animation and you can simply claim it like your work, you know, so they have their own copyright. So you need to read all those copyrights before doing that. And if you are putting the image as it is, you know, like a photo or whatever, then it's going to be like a little risky, you know. It's like a gray area right now. But if you are drawing that picture, and if it's like an artwork, and if you are not claiming like that person or whatever, then it's not a big deal. It's based on the quality of the work and how much interpretation that you do in that work as well. Like how much you can show your art skills there by not putting exact photo as it is, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is no issue with if I created like your picture and fully like designed like some different concept, and like I've seen many people design like a unique design of famous people. Like I just give example of in India, Amitabh Bachchan, like Shahrukh Khan. I designed their picture by their own art, like by using own art, and then I sell on the any NFT platform. So there is no issue in the Amitabh Bachchan and Shahrukh Khan ki why you put out my picture and why you designed my picture and you sell it on NFT.
Yeah, you don't need to tell like it's like Amitabh Bachchan or Shahrukh Khan, right? So then what will all these cartoonists and caricaturists and other, see, for example, I'm also doing portrait drawings, right? Like it's like the freedom of the artist as well. Like you might be drawing some personality based on the traits that they love and other things as well. Like, so we are not putting, if it is not harming their brand value or whatever, right? It doesn't matter. And it's like the complete creativity coming from the artist as well. So I don't think it's like a big deal, but using the logos as it is, using the images as it is, and putting their name as it is, all these things matters a lot.
Yeah, and also one more process when it comes in my mind, like many type of, I just see like many type of art people submit in the different platform. Like someone submitted creative arts, like on designing some caricature, just kind of some like design painting arts, like this. And other one is someone are putting the memes kind of thing. They are, I think, sell the very like high price. So how's the thing are like going in the NFTs? Like any type of NFTs? Like
see, first of all, I need to break a myth. Like NFT is not art, okay? NFT is just a medium. So where you can sell an image or a video or whatever, you know, like so it's like a transaction medium. So the use cases are yet to be defined properly, or there are a lot of ideas coming up, like how you can use this. It can be like used like a copyright later, you know, we don't know. Like this is just a beginning, you know. So this is just a medium. So people consider like, okay, whenever you hear like NFT, oh, it's completely art. So it's not like that. Like it's up to the people what they want to upload. For example, if I'm a very famous celebrity, I can put my wallet or my, like, I can put my cart as an NFT as well. Why not? And if the collectors are ready to buy, they can buy it as well. You know, like, see, for example, if you have like a original 1983 Indian cricket ticket on your hand, and if you put it as an image, and if there is a collector to buy it, why can't you put it? So don't consider like NFT is like a art gallery space where you can only upload good quality art or anything. You can sell art also through NFT. That is the difference. So NFT, the sale value and everything depends on the branding of the project as well as the community behind the projects. For example, when you look at CryptoPunks or Bored Ape and everything, right? So the branding and the community behind it is very strong, you know, like, and the people behind it is very strong. So there you are not buying, not just because of the art quality, you are buying the quality about the project itself, you know, like the overall business value about that project. So there you are not looking for the art quality, you are looking for the project quality and the community and the branding and all sort of things. And in NFT, historical value also matters, you know, like sometimes some memes, it has like a big history, you know, like, so it has that value. So like, see, for example, CryptoPunks, I think, like, so that was completely created using code, I think, you know, like, so that is like a historical thing, you know, so then the value will be higher going forward, because that's the first thing that come, or, you know, the first thing, the historical value, and the project quality, brand quality, business quality, people associated with that project, all these things matters. And you can sell your paintings, you can sell your sculpture videos, you can sell your graffiti work, you can sell anything in NFT. It's completely based on the collector and the artist and the person behind it. Don't consider NFT as an art. That's a big myth. That's the wrong concept. Yeah.
But as I talking about as a collector, so how collector will we make a benefits from the NFTs? Like I purchased your NFT at 0.5 Ethereum. So how like their price will be increased? Like suppose like what's the process of it?
It's pretty simple, Giri. Like for example, if for example, consider like you like an artist, or right? Like, and you put your work, and the collectors loved your work. Many people loved your work, and they really want to collect your work, and they collected it. And gradually, you become like a very good artist in NFT space. Automatically, your price value will increase, right? Like, you might start from 0.20, then you might start selling your artwork for like. So the it's like the more you get famous and the more the work quality improves, the more you're connected with the community and everything, automatically your value of your work will also increase. So whoever collected your work for like smaller price, they will get an opportunity to sell it for like higher price. It's as simple as that. Like for example, when you start from 0.20 and when you become like 2 ETH, and the collector can sell your artwork, who are collected for 0.20 ETH, they can sell it for like 1 ETH, because that is a mid-range, right? Yeah. So people might be looking for lower priced artwork from you to collect, you know? So at that time, collectors can make profit out of it. Like for example, I collected one artist artwork for like a very small amount. And then after 2 or 3 months, they become super famous, you know? Like I see the potential in that artist, and that artist become very too big in that space. And gradually I put it for like a higher price, and I was able to sell it for like the double price of the listing price, you know, like because that artist was too famous at that time, you know, within 4 or 5 months. So some artists, it might take like 1 year, or some artists might like 2 or 3 couple of months, you know. So it's completely based on how much effort the artist put. So the collectors needs to put a lot of research before bidding on any type of work. Don't put it on, buy anything based on the emotion or just because of the art quality itself. That's what I would say. Like sometimes the art quality might be too high, but then you need to understand like whether the artist will put more works, or whether he'll be staying this space, or whether if he just put one work and if he left the space, or you know, like so those kind of things collectors also need to research a lot. Like artists, collectors also research a lot if they want to make some profit out of it. Some collectors are not like not here to make any profit. They might not be seeing planning to make any profit in short time. They might be looking for like a long-term goal, you know. For them, they have a different strategy. For some collectors, they want to buy something and flip it quickly. So for them, they have like a different strategy. So research, learn, connect with community. That is the biggest thing even collector or artist they need to do.
Yeah, exactly. And also one more thing, honestly, if you just suppose I purchase your art in 0.5 Ethereum, but it's up to me ki, I sell your art in two Ethereum and 4 Ethereum. Yeah, is it any limit you fixed? You can't sell my art like this and this. And is it any benefits to you if I purchase your art in 0.5 Ethereum, where I sell this art in the 40 Ethereum? So any profit, direct and indirect, come to artist or not? Yeah, directly come into the collector amount.
Yeah, I already told about it. Like for example, for each sale, the artist will get 10% royalty. See, for example, and there is no limit as well. Like, for example, if you buy my artwork for like 0.50 and then you think like, okay, I will sell it for, I will list it for like 10 ETH or 20 ETH, then automatically I'm getting 10% of the 10 ETH. So that might be like higher than the first price that I put, you know? So there is no limit or anything like that, but there should be some logic behind it as well. Like, for example, it might not be that easy to sell like a bigger price, you know, like,
yeah,
so that completely depends on the collector and whoever wants to buy the artwork, and it's completely based on the brand quality of the artist as well. So there is no limit, or there is no nothing like that. Like it's exactly what is happening in the physical world as well. It's completely happening in metaverse. Like it's not the only thing is like the artist is getting more benefits.
Yeah,
for example, I used to put my artwork in Instagram or in the hands on Dribbble, and only few people are seeing it, right? So apart from the sale part, let's talk about the real output about NFT space. For example, when I put my work in NFT marketplaces or when I connect with the community, the exposure that I'm getting, like connecting with other artists, some amazing people, you know, amazing other artists and collaborating with them. For example, I collaborated with a photographer, and I'm planning to collaborate with a photographer for a collection as well, you know, like, and I collaborate with a musician. These things will never happen if I didn't come to NFT space. I'll be simply drawing on my iPad or Wacom tablet, and I'm putting that in Instagram or some places. But right now I'm showing like Foundation as my portfolio, where you can see my work, where you can see the collaboration with other artists that I did. And you can see the description and everything. And on top of that, you can see the value of that artwork as well. That is something new. So that will help me to register me like a proper artist, you know. So these are the benefits. And you can connect with any person around the world. And you can talk about you are getting a space to talk about your work. And many artists, they tend not to talk about their work, you know. And they think like, let the work itself talk. I'm not a big fan of it. Like I would say, like if you're an artist, and if you can talk about your work, why can't, you know? Instead, some people will talk about your work. It's better that we talk about our work. So the idea will be genuine, and we can showcase our work much better. And you can connect with people. The more you talk, like for example, if I try to talk with Giri, I can know more about you. Then you will ask more good questions, you know. Then I can answer best question, or I can research for that and the questions as well, so that I am improving, I'm growing, you know. Sometimes whenever I meet a new person, they might be asking a lot of questions. I might not have all the answers, but that's a good way to connect with people and to learn as well. So I will note down that questions, and I will research on that, and I learn, you know, and then I communicate again. So communication is very much needed. Human beings have the capacity to talk, you know, and then just use it. Don't just create, just talk to.
Yeah, exactly. And also like, there's some disgust on your side, because we have like, and honestly, what you are doing, like, obviously, you have a long vision in your life, and you are already doing so hard and good design and NFT and NFT Malayani, and also your other projects. What's your one thing and more things you most inspired with us? And like, what the story of your inspiration like this?
See, the one thing that I learned after coming to this space is like, the more you connect with people, the more you learn, as I told earlier. So that is the reason why I'm interested in all these kind of activities. Like, I'm the co-founder of NFT Malayali. Like, it's like we started with a small community. I started this with some youngsters, and the other co-founder is Ananda Krishnan, and he's only like 23 years old, and he already sold like 40 or 50 works in NFT, you know, like, and there are some other youngsters. One person is from IIT, his name is Adib, he's the blockchain advisor, you know, and Sharif is there, he manages the events. Paris is there, he also manages the Twitter spaces, you know, and Albin, who manages the Discord. So there is like a very small team, but it's like a strong team, you know, and Dania is there, and she manages the women artist group as well. So it's a lot of happiness, like connecting with youngsters and other artists, other many different skill set of people, and onboarding them to this space and supporting them and learning from them as well. You know, like when they are, how we learn from people, like when they ask difficult questions, we research and we learn, and when we communicate, they will brainstorm a lot, and then that's how we all learn in this way. This is very new, so this closed community kind of feel is very much needed, because we need to support each other. You know, it's not always about talking about our work, like, okay, I am an artist, I am do these things. Instead of I, let's talk about we, you know, like, let's all learn together, let's all support each other. And it's so much fun, man. It's so much happiness, because I can see amazing photographers work, you know, I can see the people who do painting. And even I started this NFT thing inside my family too. Like, I bought, my wife is a professional artist, traditional artist. So she started putting her artworks in oil painting. And my daughter is also like a budding artist. She loves drawing something. And she also, she's only like 12 years old, and she also started putting her work. And you know what, like within, when she started putting, my daughter, like when she started putting artworks, and when she get a lot of appreciation globally, and she's enjoying that process of creating. She doesn't care about selling or anything. She's too young to understand all these things, right? But she really loved the process, and her productivity improved. She's, because she's going to school and she needs to do drawing and everything. So her organization skills improved like anything. She's using timer right now, you know, like, so, so some sort of discipline is coming to our life, because we need to maintain a lot of things, you know, like I am also improving a lot in productivity and organization skill more than my 15 years of professional life. So all these things matters, like it's helping you to become like a professional artist, as well as it is helping, this NFT space is helping all the artists to become like an entrepreneur, because here no one is there to promote your work. You need to put your best work. You need to talk about your work. You need to sell your work. So indirectly, you're becoming like an entrepreneur in all ways, you know, in all sort of things. So these are the opportunities that you're getting. Sale is like an output of everything what you do. Sometimes it might not happen. That's okay. Be patient. And sales doesn't define your quality, you know. The way you communicate with people, when people give honest feedback, don't put your ego on your head. Just try to understand and just try to improve. And always put your best work in NFT, because this is going to be like a history, and you are registering your identity in a blockchain. Well, that will be forever, you know. Like, so some people will, sometimes they will ask me like, I will give it a try. Like, I'll put my, some old artworks or some photographs, whatever I have, and I'll give it a try. And I tell them like, okay, you're putting your identity in a blockchain. So it's your call, like whether you need to put like a shabby image or like a very old image or whatever.
Yeah.
You're building your identity in blockchain. If you needs to build it in that way, you can do that. But if you want to build a brand in blockchain, like a super designer or an artist, you can put your best work. So whether you are a celebrity or a non-celebrity or whatever, always try to put your best work every time. And take time. Yeah. Don't get FOMO and don't get pissed off with comparing with others. And you might see like a lot of sales happening to one artist and nothing will be happening to one artist. But imagine like you put your best work, and there are several cases where people put artwork and they trust the system, trust the community, and they keep on putting good artworks, and no sales will happen for like 4 months or 6 months. At some point, since they are too much connected with the community and too much connected, the artwork quality is good. Gradually their sales will happen in one day, like 4 works will be sold or like 5 works will be, then they don't need to look back. Patience is needed here.
Yeah, exactly. And also one thing, honestly, I more find common in any artist, like any kind of artist. I'm connecting with some of offline artists community in my city. And all, honestly, all artists are so humble. And they, humble and so like peaceful.
The artist can be humble and they can be down to earth and they can enjoy what they're doing. They don't need to come to NFT. NFT is not for everyone, you know, like I completely understand that. And it's like a little bit overwhelming as well. But what I would recommend is like, see, your humbleness should not be utilized by any other people, you know. Like I was talking to one artist and he was telling like I don't know how people will see, like, when I started selling my work and other things. I told that guy, like, dude, this is your profession. Consider, you first consider this as a profession, whatever you are doing, because you're playing with your time, you know? Like, for example, when I do an art project, I'm playing with my time. And for me, time is money, you know? And it's no harm selling your artwork. So when artists started selling their artwork, people think like, okay, it's like scam and other things. I don't understand the whole logic behind it. Like, see, art is like a very valuable piece. Like, you know, see, in your professional job, there is a limit where you can make money. Like, you know, the salary hike and everything. But in art, there is no limit, you know, like, and it's your passion. You can do after your work, you can spend Saturdays and Sundays, and you can create amazing artwork as well. Then why people are not finding the value there? That is where I'm really frustrated. And I'm actually like fear to speak in public because I'm not confident about my communication skills or whatever, you know. But I'm talking right now only because like I saw a lot of artists being humble and not talking and not speaking, and some other people speaking for them and using their art and making money, you know. So it's happened not just in NFT, it's in everywhere, you know, like in design world. What is happening? Like designers, they are so humble. They will design everything and they will give it to the project manager or other people. And these people, they will talk for these designers to the customers. And they don't know the value of the color, harmony, or the quality of the artwork, or the user experience or whatever. And they will just throw the personal opinion about the work, and the designers are supposed to work accordingly, you know. Speak up, that's what I would say. Like, you have to speak up, you have to talk for your work before anyone else talk about your idea. Then you won't get frustrated, and people are crying like, I'm doing artwork and other things and I'm not able to make money, and they're not ready to talk about their artwork as well. Then there is no point crying about it. You just need to talk about your work. You should be confident about your work. When some people are coming to you and say like, can you draw my portrait? See, I'm not going to pay you, okay? Can you do me? Then the artist is saying, thinking like, okay, this is just my friend, I will do it. Don't do that. Tell like, okay, this requires this much time. This requires like 6 hours of my time. So you pay me this much money, then I'll draw your portrait. You should start talking about it. See, the easiest way to understand people is like putting the money value first. Like the moment you say like, I need this much money for creating a logo, I need this much money for creating a website or creating a drawing, the moment you will realize the real that person's commitment towards you, the friendship, you can evaluate everything when you put money on your profession, you know. And you don't need to connect with everyone, you know, like whoever values you, you also need to value them. And we don't need to be like in like a big million follower like friendship. Instead, go with 1,000 people who understand you, who values you, and build your value on top of it. So artist, it's good to be very humble and living in your own world, but don't allow any others to loot you. That is what I would say. So that is the reason why I'm speaking up and I'm using all the opportunities. And that is the reason why, Giri, I like you, because I was looking through your, so the moment you chat with me, right, I was looking at your Instagram page, and you know your limitations in language and everything, but you're trying your best to talk to many people and you're collecting a lot of information from different type of people. I really appreciate it. And I didn't look at your follower list, like whether it's like 10,000 or 20,000. I didn't look at your followers list. I saw like you have like small followers, but whatever you're doing is doing a favor to all the designers or the artist community, you know. And I appreciate these kind of people who is putting their, I know it's like a lot of effort, like calling me, you might have like other jobs, but you're, yeah. And you're, and you need to prepare as well, you know, like, because language is not your skill. We all are from different parts of the world and you need to connect with different type of people. So you need to prepare a lot. I can understand, man. So you're putting that effort at one point. Trust me, Giri, whatever you're creating on this content in Instagram, that is going to be gold, you know, like, So that is the reason why I thought, like, I need to talk to this guy. I need artists and designers like you, man, like putting your best to help others as well. It's not just for you, you are doing, right? You are doing this for many people. That's how artists support artists. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, honestly, what I special thing find in this process, creating anything and doing anything, but you learn lots of things. Like, honestly, I learn lots of things. Even I am talking with you, so that the whole thing happened, why I am talking with you in English. Because after the 1 week, I'm not creating content, I'm not creating anything. I'm not able to talk to people. I'm just like a very shy type of person, live into the single room and don't talk too much anyone. And even English for me is like a big thing. If English, like, I just listen about the English, I'm really like sick like this. If someone talk with me English, how are you? I'm not giving any reply, but I did reply of it and social media handle and everything in the link in the bio and description. And then one last thing, honestly, thank you so much for joining with my podcast and discuss the most lots of things. Even I don't much know about the NFT. I first ever time I write everything, what NFT is, you know, what whole thing is. I write the many of the words which come in there, like many of the words. Research on it, how is it exactly this thing. And first time I learned lots of things about NFT and the one thing. All about the picture, about the NFT. And then before the record, my motive is only one before the recording podcast. If I don't know much about any of it, so I'm already curious to know. But I think one thing in my clear eye, in this episode, I will be do something. The NFT thing will be clear for every artist. So what NFT is, how they sell, how they put out their work in NFT, and everything. Obviously, it will create more and more podcasts on NFT and inviting bunch of more guys. They are creators and NFT guy, which is on crypto. Once again, honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, for coming in this show and sharing your great experience about our NFT and design and everything. Obviously. So.
Yeah. So Giri, keep on doing this thing. Like, not just NFT. You can talk with other things. So I have seen your content in Instagram, and don't worry about the followers or anything. Sometimes people might only connect with you seeing your followers list. So don't worry about it. Like, but try to connect with as much as people possible and try to learn from people. Keep doing whatever you're doing. And I see a bright future in you. And your podcast is very real. And you're talking real. And you're a real person. I appreciate it. That is the best thing that every person should do. And keep on doing. And I recommend all the artists and the designers to support Giri as well. Like, he is doing a tons of work behind it, and try to learn from his Instagram page. There are other topics also listed here. And I support you too, Giri. Like, keep doing it.
Hey guys, you are enjoy the whole podcast episode, and also you are bringing some value from this podcast episode. So guys, never ever miss to subscribe my pet podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, and aap jis bhi podcast pe sunte ho us pe. And also guys, never forget to give 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. It's appreciate for me and supporting, and your love for me.